1 Samuel chapter 17. Most of us will know the story if I just said it, if I tell me all about it. As most of us probably have heard it at least 15 times.
Oh.
David and Goliath.
Oh.
Anybody want to tell me a quick synopsis of David and Goliath?
David, young boy, killed big Goliath.
Goliath was taunting the Israelites.
Yes.
And David just...
Good.
Yeah.
Good. So you guys know the story, but do you know why it happened?
To show God's glory and God's power.
Well, yeah, that's part of it. But why were they fighting? In verse 1, it tells us. And I think there's a spiritual aspect of this to our lives as well. It goes, now, 1 Samuel 17:1, if you're there, say there.
There.
All right. It says, now the Philistines gathered their armies together to battle and were gathered at Succoth, which belongs to Judea. They encamped between Succoth and Azekah in the Ephes, verse 2. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together, and they encamped in the valley of Elah and drew up in battle array against the Philistines. The Philistines stood on a mountain on one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side, with the valley between them. So, real quick, you have the Philistines on this side, the Israelites on this side, and there's a valley in the middle. But did you catch what it said in verse 1? Where it says that the Philistines were in the land of Judea. Who owned that land? Israelites. So, if that is true, and Israel drew up a war plan to go against them, what about us? What about the times when the enemy, let's say not the Philistines, what about, well, Satan himself, I mean, he has other things to pick on. What about one of his demon people, one of his spirits that work alongside him, all of a sudden pulls up and says, hey, I'm going to take some of your property. Maybe not physical property. Maybe he comes and says, you know something? I want to take your kids. I want to take your marriage. I come to steal, kill, and destroy. That's what the Philistines were all about. And the thing about it, so many times we're like, well, hey, guess what? You'll never make peace with the enemy. Just like Israel signed these peace treaties, they're not going to last. The longest one's going to last will be 3.5 years. That's going to be the longest one. And so the thing about it is that's the same way with our lives. Well, if you try to make peace, okay, devil, you can have this. As long as I can have this, you always lose. You can't make peace with your enemy. And so the enemy will come along and sneak up and says, hey, you, I'm going to take your kids. I'm going to take your finances. I'm going to take your city. I'm going to take XYZ because I said I was going to. And a lot of times we just do what Saul did. Stand there. And guess what? The devil will come. What does it say? He says he's like a chimpanzee. He's like a penguin.
No, lion.
He's like a lion. He's not a lion. He'll roar, and his roar, it's like Jerry's dog. His bark's worse than his bite, right?
Yeah.
You ever have one of those dogs? They're just the noisiest thing. If you could just take out that voice box, life would be so much better. But a lot of times, their barks are worse than their bites. That's like the devil. He's already defeated. He doesn't have the right to that property. But yet he'll come in and he goes, I'm the big bad wolf. I'm going to huff, I'm going to puff, and I'm going to blow your house down. And the first time, you're like, oh, no, I'm out of here, dude. Out of what, straw, I think it was, or sticks. And then the next one, the two little piggies went to the second house. And then the big bad wolf goes, I'm going to huff and puff and blow your house down. He does it again. He's like, oh, no. Then you go to the third house. What was it built in? Bricks. Just like when you built your house upon the rock, he can huff and he can puff, but guess what? As long as you're cemented in Christ, he has no right to you. And so Saul and his army, here comes a big bad wolf, the Goliath. People say he's only about 7 foot tall, but I think he was a whole lot taller than that. I'm thinking that he's in double digits. Just by, all depends what cubic you use. There was a king of, I think it was Og. He had a, what size of bed was that? Remember that, Jim? Huh? It was like a 12-foot bed. So that's double 6 foot. I'm 5 and a half, so let's put two of me. And so, and you think about it, you usually sleep in the bed a little bit bigger than you. Like, you don't sleep in the crib anymore, do you, Lois?
No.
No, okay, good. That'd be, usually you sleep in the bigger bed. And so you think about it, Goliath was a big guy. And he was a champion. The devil is a big guy, and he's a champion over many things. But guess what? David, but he goes, where's your God now? The devil will say that. Where's your God in this situation? Well, if you serve a God, this would never happen. That's what Goliath was doing. He was mocking the Israelites' God. And they were like, well, I'm a wimp. I'm out of here. I'm going to go hide. Every day. And then lo and behold, here comes a little guy. Probably really dark skin because he's been out in the sun playing his harp. So he didn't have an office job. And he comes with what he had. And he goes, you big bad wolf, I'm taking you out. Guess what? You have the right to kick that thing out of your family. Out of your life. Out of your home. Out of everything you're walking through. You can tell that thing to adios, skadoodle, whatever you want to use. And not that. You have the weapons. You have the authority. David had 5 rocks. I believe he was going to use them all. I believe if he had to, he would use them all. And the thing about it, what killed Goliath? Anybody know? Not you, just son. Does anybody, and my wife. Does anybody know what really killed Goliath?
His sword.
His sword. The rock knocked him down and made him fall. But David took something bigger than himself and grabbed it and sliced off the dude's head and then went around carrying it like, look what I got. When you take out that thing, that spiritual thing that tries to hold you back, you can say, look what God has done through me. How awesome is God? And then a little bit later, David picks up they put the sword in the tabernacle or the temple, I don't remember which one. And he was fleeing for his life, and he picks up Goliath's sword because he knew he could use it. But going back to the first verse, they were there uninvited, and they had to kick him out. If there's the devourer, kick him out. You have all the authority. God's given you the authority. We don't have to go around being like Saul and his army. Well, I don't know. He's a big guy. Who cares? That thing yells at me. Guess what? Take his mouth shut. Why, he's a big giant. Most giants are big. Do you know what Goliath stands for? Do you know what that means in biblical? It means tall, big, large. They're just describing it. See, there's one thing to describe, okay, I have a headache, to say that the headache has me. There's a difference. That one, you're saying, okay, I have a headache, and it's going to destroy my day. No, the headache doesn't have to destroy your day. You don't have to prophesy over what that's going to cause. You can say, okay, I have bad eyesight. Okay, that's true. That could be well true. Most of us are wearing glasses. But guess what? That doesn't have to define the outcome of your life. The doctors are not prophets. They can say, oh, wow, he has a broken leg, and it's going to take him 8 weeks to recover. Who says? The doctor? My God says he can be healed quicker than that. So we have to say, okay, yeah, he has a broken leg, but doesn't mean that it has to affect them long term. You can say, and use this quote, Christians heal faster. How many of you ever had surgery? How many of you, the doctors were amazed at how quick you got healed? Because you had prayerful praying and stuff like that. Most of the time, that a lot of times doctors are like, wow. And you have people praying and you're praying. It's amazing what can happen. So I want to encourage you tonight, and we're going to do this a little bit later, that if there's something in your life you want to kick out of your life, off your family, and you never invited the devil into it, some people invited them in, like maybe you did things that like, oh, okay, open doors, close those doors, but we're going to kick that thing out tonight, and we're going to walk in victory, because we're going to use God's word, and the word of God is the rocks that we're going to throw at it. How's that sound? I think it's going to be a great night. I'm excited for tonight. I'm excited for what God's going to do. And it's going to be awesome. All right.